الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous class, we have begun studying the issue of zakat السائمة من بهيمة الأنعام, the zakat that will be upon the cattle that graze the land freely and they eat from the provision that Allah has provided them without any source from the owner, any for provision or feeding, and the likes like this. And these animals here, from the camels and the cows, and the sheep and the goats and the likes, then there will be zakat on them with the conditions that we have discussed in our previous class. In our previous class, we had discussed the issue of the nisab of the camels, that the nisab is at 5, and then after that it changes according to the amount a person he owns. And likewise, we have seen the obligation for every amount, and how to calculate that. There are some more important issues I need to mention with regards to zakat al-ibil, masail muhimma متعلقة بزكاة الإبل. There are some important issues to discuss with regards to paying the zakat on the camels. The first one is the issue of الجبران. الجبران في زكاة الإبل فقط. يعني that the جبران here is allowed with regards to the zakat on the camels only. And this means that if a person, it's obligatory upon him to pay a specific type of animal, and because of how many camels he has, and he did not have that animal, then it's allowed for him to give the animal that's older, and he's supposed to give an animal of a specific age, and he doesn't have that animal to give for zakat, but he has the age that's above that. So the age above that will be accepted from him, and then he will be given in return 2 sheep or 20 dirham. And this issue has come also mentioned directly in that narration of the letter of Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu to Anas radiallahu anhu. So the one who is an obligation for him to pay a specific type of animal, a camel, for example, in the zakat of the ibl, but he doesn't have that, but he has the age above that, then he'll give the age above that, and the worker who's taking the zakat will give him as recompense 2 sheep or 20 dirham. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned, Wallahu Adam, at that time 20 dirham was the cost of 2 sheep. So then today it would be the value. You have the choice of that, because he's giving great more than the obligation. The obligation, the animal, he doesn't have that age. What's obligatory is for him to give a specific age. That age he does not have, but he has the age above that. So he will give that age, and in recompense, as Jubran, for that he will be given 2 sheep. And to compensate that, because the animal he's giving is greater than the obligation. The only reason he gives this animal here is because he didn't have the animal that's required. So therefore, he will give the animal that's older, and he will be given as a recompense for the difference 2 sheep or 20 dirham, yani the price of 2 sheep. And likewise, if it's an obligation for him to give a specific animal as his zakat, and he doesn't have that animal, but he has the animal below that, then he himself will give that animal, and it will be accepted, and he'll give along with that 2 sheep or 20 dirham. This is called Jubran. This is called Al-Jubran, and it's with regards to zakat al-ibil only, with regards to the camels only. No doubt if a person, he wanted to give in charity something greater, it would be accepted from him. But here we're speaking about the obligation. What's obligatory upon him? If he doesn't have the one that's obligatory upon him, but he has the one that's greater, then the worker, he'll take the one that's greater and recompense him with two sheep. Or the price of that, yani 20 dirham. And if it's an obligation for him to give a particular animal, and he doesn't have that animal, but he has the one lesser than that, he has the one younger than that, then the worker, he'll take the one younger than that, and the man, the owner, he will give along with that 2 sheep or 20 dirham of his choice, of his choice, right? This is called al-Jubran. This is only in the Ibil. لا مدخل للجبران في غير الإبل للنس الواردة في ذلك. يعني so there's no جبران in the cows or in the goats. This issue here is only in the camels. In the camels, they're the most valuable, and they're the most precious of the wealth. Likewise, يعني but this issue here is only with regards to these camels. Likewise, we have seen previously the one who his camels reach the age where he has to give bint mechald. He has to give bint mechald. What was the bint mechald? She's the camel that reached 1 year and began the second year. The camel that reached 1 year and began the second year. So his wealth reached this level. He's supposed to give bint mechald. But he doesn't have it. He can give in place of that Ibn Labun. He can give in place of that Ibn Labun. And Ibn Labun is the one that has 2 years. And it entered into the third. But it's a male. Bint Mechal then is female. So if he didn't have the Bint Mechal, if he didn't have the female camel that's 1 year old, going on the second year, but he had the Ibn Labun, Dakar, he had the male camel that's 2 years old going on the third year, this one will be accepted from him in place of that one. And again, this is specific with the camels. So from here we see that which is taken in the zakat of the camels is the females only. Is females only, except in the previous issue. And except in that case, whenever one he did not have the bint mechal, then he will be allowed to give Ibn Labun. But the origin for paying zakat on camels is that a person, if he has to give camel as his zakat, it will be a female camel. Except in this situation here. And likewise in another circumstance, that could occur, we will see if all of his camels are males. If all of his camels are males, then he will give a male camel. And that's the case in general with the animals. There are rulings with regards to the animals, and there are specific ones that will be given, but if a person, he only has this type of animals, he gives one from what he has. And it's not allowed to give a sick animal, but if he had animals and he has to give zakat, and all of his animals are sick, he'll give a sick one. He'll give from what he has. It'll be accepted at this time. But generally, if they're not all sick, it will not be accepted. Likewise, with regards to the camels, the male camel would not be accepted except for in that exception that we've seen, and except if that's all he has. Zakat is obligatory on him, and all of his camels are male, so it will be accepted from him a male now. Other than that, in giving zakat on the camels, it's only accepted the female animal. With regards to the zakat on the camels, whenever the one he has to give a sheep, or whenever he is doing the jubran, and he's going to give either two sheep or receive two sheep. What is the characteristic of the sheep here? The sheep here, if it's from the goats, it has to be 1 year old, going on the second. And if it's from the sheep, then it has to be at least 6 months. At least reach 6 months. So the one that's from the goats, this one is a thaniyah. It's called thaniyah. And the one that's from the sheep is called a jadha'ah. So a thaniyah min al-ma'iz is the one that reached 1 year old and going into two. And a jadha'ah from the dha'an, and from the sheep, is the one that has reached 6 years old, at least. So if he had five camels and he had to give one sheep for zakat, it would be this type of sheep. If it's a goat, it's 1 year at least. And if it's a sheep, it's 6 months at least. And this is the sheep that is intended here in paying the zakat. If he gave one lesser than 6 months from the sheep, it will not be accepted. If he gave a goat that's not 1 year old yet and entered into the second year, it will not be accepted. So this here is a qiyas on the udhiyah and the rights of the udhiyah and the ages of the udhiyah with regards to the sheep. Yani from the dha'an and from the ma'iz. Also, the camels, one he will give according to its type. Yani, so there's the jins of camels and then there's the nawa'. So we have the jins is the species. And we've seen that each species, all three types of cattle, each species has two types. Remember that? Yani, kullu jins lahu naw'an. كل جنس له نوعان الإبل نوعان والبقر نوعان وَالْغَنَمْ نَوْعَانِ. The camels are two types, the one with one hump, the one with two humps. The cows are two types, the regular cow and the buffalo. البقر يعني والجاموس. And then the غنم is two types, the ضأن and the ماعز. The ضأن and the sheep and the goat. So the person with regards to the camels, if he has the bikhati, the one that has two humps, he has to give one that has two humps. He can't give from the one that has one humps. You understand? If he has the one that has one hump, he'll give from. It's obligatory to give from the one that has one hump. So we have the Arabiya with one hump, the Arabiya with one hump, and we have the Bukhtiya with two humps. So if he has bikhati, if he has all his camels have two humps, he will not be able to give the bin bakhad with one hump. You understand? He's going to give from what he has. The only case he will be allowed to give the Arabiya in place of the Bukhtiya is if the Arabiya is of the value of the Bukhtiya. He happened to have a particular Arabiya, a one hump camel, that's of the value of the same size that had two humps. And it's a specific camel that its value has reached yani that level. Has reached that level. So this also is something yani that is clarified. Something that is clarified. And again, this is also declaring the justice of the religion and the law. And this yani prescribed rulings that a person he gives from what he has. It's not allowed for him to cheat and give lesser than that, or not, and it's not allowed for the one who's taking it to take more than that. And he said, what will be taken is the one that he has. So if he has all Arabiya, then he would not be told to have the Bukhtiya and give for Zakat. And the likes like this, he's going to give from what he has. He's going to give from what he has, from what he has. So now we see we have Mawadhi Ijza' al-Dhakr fi Zakat al-An'am. The places where it's allowed to give a male animal, and it would suffice him and be accepted from him in the zakat of the cattle. And in the first place is with regards to the cows. We will see next, inshallah, the nisab of the cows is 30. So the one who reaches 30, then he will have to pay one tabi' or tabi'ah. He will give one type of animal, it's called tabi' or tabi'ah, male or female. So the male and the female is accepted automatically, yani in the cows, it's not distinguished here. So with regards to the cows, in the first place, a person is allowed to give the male or the female. Either one of them will be accepted. Likewise, we have seen with regards to the ibn, with regards to the camels, that the one who's supposed to give bint makhab, but he doesn't have it, it's allowed for him to give ibn labun. So another case where it's allowed to give a male, yani for the zakat of the cattle. Likewise, if a person, his wealth, all of it is males, then he will give from the male. He'll give from the male. So this is three places here. The fourth place is if a person he's giving the shad, he's giving the sheep or the goat. It will be allowed for him to give the taste. The taste is the billy goat, is the male billy goat. Yani the one that they use the goat he impregnates. Yani in the likes like this. Yani the other animals. So that's called the taste, and he's from the. The ma'iz, and the one from the da'an is called haruf. It's called haruf, and the male from them. So originally the male, he would not be taken. The male, he would not be taken. The billy goat would not be taken. And likewise, the haruf would not be taken. But if it's in the best interest, in a specific circumstance and situation to take that instead of the female, it will be allowed. It will be allowed. So these are the cases here when it's allowed to give a male instead of a female. The origin with regards to the giving the zakat for the cattle is that one he will pay from the female animal. That one he will pay from the female animal. Likewise, we have seen as well that the person who reaches a particular nisab, that from that point to another point, the nisab, any the zakat is the same. The zakat is the same. For example, with the camels, we've seen from 5 to 9, and it's the same amount that he would have to pay, whether he has 5, whether he has 6, whether he has 7, whether he has 8, whether he has 9, they all pay the same. So one person maybe has 5 and his neighbor has 9, they all pay the same. That number in between, from 5 to 9, that's called waqs. It's called awqas. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Laysa fil awqasi shay'un." And this is narrated authentically in Tabarani, and Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah has declared it authentic. And it's something that's agreed upon. There's no addition. There's zakat, but there's no addition. And you understand? So the one who has 5, he pays the same as the one who has 6 on the camels. And the one who has five and six, or he pays the same as the one who has seven. They all these numbers here, they're pardoned. So if you have six, or seven, eight, or nine, it's as if you have five. You understand that? Whenever you pay zakat, that's the number that you look at. Once you get to 10, and we've seen that, right? 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, you pay two. So whether if he has 10, he pays two. If his neighbor has 14, he pays two. Then the numbers in between here, they're, that's called waqs. And these numbers here are pardoned. There's no, one will not say, oh, well, he has, for example, five, he gives one sheep. Okay, but he has nine, he's going to give a sheep and some money, for example, or a sheep and some compensation. Like that compensation is pardoned and forgiven, and it's not yani taken to account, and not taken to account. So this is called waqs. And sometimes the awqas maybe will be big. Like, for example, the goats and the sheep from 40 to 120. So somebody has 40, he's only have to pay one sheep. Somebody has 120, he only has to pay one sheep. Anybody has in between that number right there, that's a large number. That's a large number. Anybody who has in between that, they pay the same amount, one sheep. This is called the waqs. This is important. Yani here, likewise in this chapter. After this, we begin nisab zakat al-baqar. The nisab of the zakat on the cows. On the cows. Again, al-baqar jinsun tahtahu no'ani. Jins, it's a species that has two types. The cow and the buffalo. The cow is baqar and baqara. And the male, the fahal from the baqar is called the thawr, the bull. And then we have the jamus, and the plural is jawamis, is the buffaloes. And they're a type of a cow. If a person, he had them, he'll have to pay zakat on them if they meet the previous requirements. So there is no zakat on the cows until they reach 30. There's no zakat on the cows until they reach 30. It's been narrated from Adi, and likewise from Mu'adh, and also from Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhum, any of this issue. وَفِي الْبَقَرِ فِي كُلِّ ثَلَاثِينَ تَبِيعُونَ وَفِي كُلِّ أَرْبَعِينَ مُسِنَّ وَلَيْسَ عَلَى الْعَوَامِرِ شَيْءٍ. That in the cows, in every 30 of them, there's a tabi', and in every 40 of them, there's a musinna. There's a musinna. And those working animals, those working cows, there's no zakat in that. This is from the hadith of Ali radiallahu anhu and Sunan Abi Dawood. And similar narrations, yani, also from Mu'adh, and also from Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhumah. So we see that if a person, his cows, they reach 30, then he has to pay tabi'a or tabi'a. This is an animal, this is a cow. And the scholars, they say, tabi'a ma kammala sanatan wa dakhala fi thaniya. The cow, the tabi'a is the male cow that had reached 1 year old, and it entered into the second year. Yani it reached 1 year and began the second year. And likewise, the female of the same age is called tabi'atun. So you have tabi'un and tabi'atun. Tabi'un wa tabi'atun. This is a cow, male or female, that has reached one and entered into the second year. And it's called tabi' because it follows its mother and when it's grazing and when it's coming and when it's going. The cow at this age, wherever the mother goes, the cow is following it. This is a one-year-old cow, and he going on the second year, where whenever his mother goes out to graze, it follows. Whenever his mother goes to relax or to rest or to sleep, it follows. So wherever the mother goes, this cow at this time is following it. So they call it tabi'a or tabi'a. So this is the one that would be given as zakat. Likewise, the other animal is called musinnatun. And this is a female cow. This is the one that has reached... that has reached 2 years and entered into the third. And it's called musinna because it started having more teeth now. And he started growing more teeth, musinna. And from the sin, the asnan. So in any case, this is a cow that has 2 years and it entered into the third year. So with regard to the hadith that preceded, the same hadith, the hadith Ali, and the same issue as mentioned in the hadith Mu'adh and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhum jami'an, that for every 30 you give tabi'a, and for every 40 you give musinna, like this. So the, from 30 to 39, you give tabi'ah or tabi'ah. One. And from 40 to 59, you give masinna. And from 60 to 69, you give tabi'ani. Aw tabi'atani, yani two tabi'ah. Yani male or female. Male or female. And from 70 to 79, you give a tabi'ah and a musinna. A tabi'ah and a musinna. And so what is tabi'ah and a musinna? Tabi'ah is for 30. And the musinna is for 40. How much does that make? 70. So then the waqs is up to 9. Up to 9. So this is how it is. The person has 30 to 39, he gives tabi'ah. From 40 to 59, musinna. And then from 60 to 69, 2 tabi'ah. And 60 and 60, 30. So 2 tabi'ah. The tabi'ah is for 30, and the musinna is for 40. This is how they're counting the numbers. In 30s and 40s now. In the other one, it was different, huh? But this is how they're counting now. They're counting in 30s and 40s. The 30 is an animal that reached 1 year. It's going into the second. It could be a male or a female. And the musinna is the animal that reached 2 years. And it's going into the third. Going into the third. And this is a female cow. So that one will be for 40. That one will be for 40. So therefore, whenever he reaches 70 to 79, he'll give a tabi'ah and a musinna. Because 30 and 40 makes 70. So up to 79, this is all pardoned. It has the same ruling as 70. It's called waqs. It's called waqs. And then after that, the fariḍa is established. And in every 30, there's a tabi'ah. And every 40, there's musinna. So you just count like that from now on. You just count like after you reach 80 on up. And the likes like this, you just count in 30s and 40s. And that's what you have to give. And that's what you have to give. We understand that? Nisab zakat al-ghanam, the nisab of the zakat on the ghanam. On the ghanam, again, what is intended, both types, the dha'an and the ma'iz. The dha'an is the sheep. The dha'an, they have wool, suf. They have suf, yani the wool. And the ma'iz, they have sha'r, yani they have fur. They have the thicker, the fur. Their hairs are different. So they're the same species. They're both ghanam, but they're different types. They're different types. Both of them are included here. Both of them are included here. So there's no zakat in the ghanam, in the ghanam, until he reaches 40. Until he reaches 40. If he has 40, then and the hawl goes over them, then he, from 40 to 120, he pays one shat, one sheep. From 121 to 200, two sheep. From 201 to 300, three sheep. And then after that, yani for every 100, a sheep. And then after that, for every 100, a sheep. So then he will say from 301 to 400, four sheep. From 300, because he paid three, for the, up to 300, right? And then now from 301 to 400, he adds one more. So he pays four sheep. From 401 to 500, five sheep. From 501 to 600, six sheep. From 601 to 700, seven sheep. And the likes like this. And this is how you count the zakat on the ghanam. And again, the sheep was the one that has preceded, the one that he will pay, either the jadha'a min al-dha'an, which has 6 months, or the thaniya min al-ma'iz, which was 1 year going on the second one. That's the one he'll pay. He'll give seven of those if he has 700. So with regards to the same jins, the same species, you can mix them to pay zakat and also to reach nisab. Reach nisab. For example, if he has 20 goats and 20 sheep, he has 40 ghanam, he has nisab. He has 30 goats and 10 sheep, he has 40 ghanam, he reached nisab. He would have said, no, I only have 30 goats and I only have 10 sheep, I don't have nisab. La, because the goats and the sheep is the same species. This is under the category of ghanam. Of ghanam. We understand that. Same thing was with the cows, with the cows and the buffaloes. With the cow, you have to have 30, right? So if you had 15 cows and 15 buffaloes, or if you had 20 cows and 10 buffaloes, or however the number reached together, they're mixed together. To reach the nisab, he has the nisab. He reached the nisab with those. Same thing with the Arabiya and the Bukhtiya. They're mixed together. But you don't mix the cows and the camels. You don't mix the cows and the camels to reach nisab. Or to pay zakat. Each one is a specific jins, a specific species, and it has its own specific ruling. You understand this?
Can't mix oranges and apples.
Can't mix oranges and apples. Okay, alhamdulillah. So now there are some more, a few more important details with regards to any behemoth, أو زكاة بهيمة الأنعام. مسائل مهمة في زكاة بهيمة الأنعام. That with regards, يعني first and foremost, with regards to the صدقه of the غنم, you can't give anything except for the جذع from the ضأن, or the ثنيه from the maize. This is the case here. You can't, if he's paying the zakat, and he's paying the sheep or the goat, it has to be of the proper age. It has to be of the proper age that we discussed before. Now we have conditions for the animal that would be given any as zakat. And we know that zakat, and he's giving this animal, he's paying his dues, he's paying the zakat. Here he's paying the zakat with an animal. His zakat would be paid in an animal. It's obligatory for him to give a sheep. He can't give the money, he has to give an animal. If it's obligatory for him to give bint al-khalt, he can't pay the money, he has to give bint al-khalt. If he doesn't have bint al-khalt, he's going to have to give ibn abun. Like this, if he doesn't have either one of these, he's going to give, and he has the one that's higher, he gives the ones that's higher. And he gets two sheep or 20 dirham. If he didn't have that, but he had the one that's lower, he'll give the one that's lower, and he himself will give two sheep and or 20 dirham like this. But the point is here, the zakat on the animals is in animals. Somebody who has, he's supposed to pay a sheep, he don't have a sheep. What does he have to do? Go buy a sheep and pay the sheep. He'll buy a sheep and pay the sheep. That's the asl. If the imam, yani the Muslim ruler, has allowed it will be allowed. But the origin, the majority of the scholars they mentioned, and the fatwa of the Lajna Da'ima, is that you can't pay the price. You have to pay the animal. In zakat, and the zakat of the animals, of the cattle, you can't pay the price. You have to pay the animal. Except if the imam, he decided that this was going to be allowed, his rule, the imam, the Muslim ruler, who was ordering for the collection of the zakat, and he allowed that because of a maslaha that he saw, then they will follow that. But other than that, it should be paid, and the animal. Meaning, if he didn't have a sheep, he'll buy the sheep and give the sheep. He'll buy the sheep and give the sheep, and Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. So with regards to these conditions here, for the animal that one he will give, for the animal that one he will give as his zakat, it has to reach the proper age. It has to reach the proper age. The animal has to be female, except in those cases that we've seen. And these are usul. These are also the fundamentals. It has to reach the proper age. It has to be a female animal, except in those exceptions that we discussed previously. And likewise, the animal cannot have any defects. It cannot be blind or going blind or losing its brain and the likes like this, or have any clear sickness or any clear defect in its leg, broken leg, and it clearly walks slow. And the rest of the animals are grazing freely, and this animal can barely move, it's limping, can't eat anything. This one will not be given. So the same, the uyub that are mentioned in the udhiyah, they're the same here. You can't give the one that has an ayib, unless all of his animals have ayib. All of his animals, that they're sick, they got defects, and they're like, then he'll give one from what he has. But other than that, it will not be accepted. And likewise, that the obligation again for that animal that he gives as charity, it will be the moderate animal of moderate value. That's the obligation upon the person who gives the charity. The obligation on the person who pays the zakat, that he gives the moderate one. It's not obligatory for him to give the best. If he gave the best, alhamdulillah, it's on him and allowed, and it will be accepted. And it's not allowed for him to give the lowly one, or the worst one, or the weakest one. But what is obligatory for him to do is to give the moderate one. So if a person he did not reach the nisab, if he did not reach the nisab, then he will not gather his animals together, and he will not gather the camels with the cows. إذا كان ما يملك المسلم أقل من النصاب فلا يضم بعضها إلى بعض لبلوغ النصاب. If he has camels and he has cows and he has sheep, none of them reach the nisab. He will not gather them together to reach nisab. He will not gather them together to reach nisab, except for in one case. أحسنت. إلا إذا كانت لعروض تجارة. Except if these animals were for sale, for business. For business. He's not raising the animals. He's not a farmer who raises animals. He's somebody who buys animals and sells them. And he bought these animals to sell them. So at this time, any of the price will be gathered together, along with the rest of the things that he's selling and the cash that he has, because that will be the zakat of urud tijara, any of the items that are for sale that have proceeded in the previous class. That is if those items, they reach the nisab, yani the value of them. The value, we'll say all he had was animals. They don't reach the nisab of the animals, but the value of them reached the nisab of the gold and silver, or of the silver, for example. Then, if he had it for 1 year, he'll pay zakat on that, and he'll gather them all together. Even though they didn't reach the nisab over here, because he's not considered them out now, that the fact that he's selling them, it's not considered zakat sa'imah. It's considered zakat urud tijara. It's not considered zakat of the cattle now, because they're for sale. It's considered zakat of business and trade. Zakat of business and trade. So again, it's not allowed to give the value. You have to give the animal. You have to give the animal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani he mentioned specific details on the animals that one will give. And even, for example, we've seen on the camels. If this camel is not there, then you give this. If this camel is there, you give that. Or you can replace it with this, or replace it with that. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in detail, and specifically with regards to these affairs. So these levels here, these amounts that one will pay, they're set. This is something that is set. It's not something that a person, he will change, and or that he will go away from that and use the value. La, he will not go away from that and use the value. The value will only be accepted in the circumstances where it's allowed. And again, the only exception that they made with regards to that was if the imam, he had ordered that for a particular maslaha that he saw. Another point. There's no zakat. La zakata fi ghayri bahimati al-an'am min al-haywan. There's no zakat in the other animals, any other than these animals that we mentioned. There's no zakat in the donkeys, for example. Somebody has 100 donkeys. There's no zakat on them, or the mules, or the horses, and the likes. Like he has stallions, yani the hayl, valuable horses. Maybe he has hundreds of them. There's no zakat on them. Yani as zakat bahimat al anam. When would there be zakat on them? If he's selling them, or renting them, maybe. If he's selling them, there's zakat on them. Or if he rents them, then there's zakat on the profit he makes and the likes like this. Then there will be zakat on them. As for zakat on the animals, and he will not say he has, oh, how many horses you got? Oh, you got to pay zakat every year, this many horses. La, that's not the case here. Only with these animals that's mentioned. All the other animals, they're not included, alhamdulillah. And likewise, as a reminder as well, that those animals, that there's zakat in them, they have those conditions. They have those conditions, and the greatest condition, from the greatest conditions is that they're sa'imah. That they graze the earth, they graze the land, and they eat from the land that Allah provides. So Al-Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned a beautiful benefit here, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make it obligatory upon him to pay zakat and feed them. He will not have to. If he feeds them himself, he doesn't pay zakat on them. So he will not, the owner of the animals, he will not have to feed the animals out of his own pocket and then pay zakat on them. Understand that? This is the case. So remember, we have the sa'ima and the ma'lufa. The ma'lufa is the one that the person, he feeds himself. He brings the food in. He brings the feed in. So the one who does that, then there's no zakat on them. He will not be required to feed them and pay zakat on them. But the one that has zakat on them, they're the ones that graze freely. He opens up the pastures and they go out there. The rain comes and the pastures, yani, flourish. And then his animals go out there and eat from that greenery and from the benefits that are provided without any effort from the owner. And then they come back. And this is how they're nourished. This is the condition of sown that we have seen. So this is the one that would have zakat. So even if he didn't do that the whole year or the majority of the year, likewise, there would still not be zakat on them. Likewise, there will still not be zakat on them. All of this is, again, from the justice and the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the completion and the perfection of the legislation. We've seen that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to these animals, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will send workers to go get them. He will send workers to go get them. They're called the ummal or the su'at. they'll go get them. So where would they go get them? And all of this likewise has been clarified. It's been narrated in Ibn Majah, and likewise in Al-Musnad by Imam Ahmed from the Hadith of Ibn Umar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُؤْخَذُ صَدَقَاتُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ تُؤْخَذُ صَدَقَاتُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ عَلَى مِيَاهِهِمْ. That the sadaqah, the zakat of the Muslims is taken on their waters. It's taking on their waters. And what is intended here, the sadaqat, the zakat, al-an'am. That their obligatory charity is taken on their waters. Another narration similar, also, but this one is by Ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, لا جلب ولا جنب ولا تؤخذ صدقاتهم إلا في دورهم. إلا في دورهم. So this one also is in Sunan Abi Dawood, and likewise Al Musnad by Imam Ahmed. لا جلب ولا جنب. We'll talk about that inshallah. لا جلب, you don't have to bring him. ولا جنب, you don't hide from him. وَلَا تُؤْخَذُ صَدُقَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا فِي دُورِهِمْ. And their charity, their sadaqah, is not taken except in their neighborhoods. And except in their neighborhoods and in their, yani, in the lands where they are and the likes like this. So what this means is that the worker, he would not like go to one place any far away from the farms and the likes like this and tell the people, come to me, bring your stuff to me, bring your animal, gather all your animals and bring them to me. This is called لَا جَلَبَ. And if the worker, he would not go someplace in a distant area. And he will tell all the people, bring your camels over here, bring your cattle, bring your sadaqah to me. وَلَا جَنَبَ. And likewise, the owners, the farmers, and the likes, they will not take their animals and go far away from where the worker's coming from. And to make it hard for him to come and get the camels, rather they'll cooperate together. But what would the worker do? He will come to the place, to the water. He'll come to the watering holes and to the places where their animals are. And in their neighborhoods, in their areas where they lived, in their farms, he will come to them, and their animals will gather in those places where they normally gather, and he'll take the animals from there. If we could imagine, like for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent Mu'adh to Yemen to get their sadaqah, and he's not driving a diesel, he doesn't have a tractor trailer, radiallahu anhu. This in reality is a lot of effort. If you think about it, a lot of effort. And he's going all the way to Yemen. And then he's going to all the Muslims in Yemen and gathering this one, how many camels he have, this one, how many goats he has, this one, how many sheep he has. And he's gathering them all up and collecting them and the likes like this and bringing them back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is amazing. This is a major affair. The point that we want to learn here is that what will happen is that they'll cooperate together. But the worker, he'll go to their neighborhoods, he'll go to their tribes, their places where their animals are, the watering holes and the likes like that. That's what it means. لا تُخَذُ صَدَقَاتُهُمْ أَوْ لَا تُخَذُ صَدَقَاتُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ إِلَّا فِي مِيَاهِهِمْ أَوْ إِلَى عَلَى مِيَاهِهِمْ. يعني their watering holes and their farms and places where those animals are at. So he'll go there and meet them there at a place that's easy for them and the likes like this to bring the charity. Likewise, the one, for example, he has nothing but babies. He has nothing but baby animals. If they reach the nisab, there's a cat on them, even if they're only babies. Maybe he bought 40 baby sheep. All of them, none of them are adults. And he 40 young sheep. So he has the nisab. Yani, so these will all be counted. Yani, this is included in the general text that there's sadaqah and 40 ghanam. So they're considered ghanam. So their heads are included. And the nisab is reached by way of them. And the likes like this. And the nisab is reached by way of them. And the likes like this. Also, we've seen with regards to these animals, the sa'imah, that the children that they have, they follow the hold of the parents. The new babies that are born in the year, they follow the hold of the parents. They will not have an individual hold or a separate hold. So these babies that are born, they'll be used to complete the nisab, and also they'll be considered in the same hold. Even if it was born a few days ago, for example, or just a few days before the hold. All of this here, alhamdulillah, has proceeded. Now we have the issue of al-khulta is the mixing of the animals. The people of knowledge, they mention that more than one person, they share خلطة يعني شركة. يعني this person he has some sheep and this person he has some sheep and they're mixed together. This person he owns camels, this person he owns camels and they're mixed together. يعني their wealth is mixed together. This is called خلطة. خلطة literally means mixing. So here what is intended is that these animals will be owned by more than one owner. The animals will be owned by this owner will have some animals and this owner will have some animals and the animals will be together. And the animals will be together. This is called خلطة. So خلطة, whether they're together or whether they're separate, can really have an effect on the issue of zakat. Can really have an effect on the issue of zakat. And two people, for example, they own 20 sheep. He has his over here and he has his over here. So is there zakat on them? But if we consider them together, there's zakat on them. There's zakat on them. You understand? So when will this occur? And the likes like this. And the issue of khulta is established. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that same long narration of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he said, وَلَا يُجْمَعُ بَيْنَ مُتَفَرِّقٍ وَلَا يُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَ مُجْتَمِعٍ خَشَّةَ صَدَقَةً. That you do not gather between those that are separated, and you do not separate between those that are gathered out of fear of charity, out of fear of zakat. So somebody couldn't the whole year, he has 20 and he has 20, and they've been together the whole year. And whenever the man comes to pick up the zakat, they go like, no, this is separate and this is separate, in order to flee from paying the zakat. And likewise, they couldn't be separate. He has his own field, and he has his own animals, And the worker comes and is like, oh, you got 20, I'll put them together. You guys owe me one. He can't do that either. So this issue of khulta, this is, there are details here. So inshallah, we suffice with that today. We take this issue tomorrow. We begin class tomorrow, inshallah, with khulta. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.